The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I remember at 5 years old being excited, of course, to get home, run inside, talk to my dad, everything like that. And I came into the house and I opened the door at 5 years old and I looked up and I just saw my dad and he had just died.
Next on Life Today, when Kyle Dendy's world fell apart, he trusted God to reveal the purpose of this incredible pain.
The biggest tragedies in our life, I would say, often lead us to the biggest moments of decision.
Today, I'm James Robinson Beatty's here. I've been praying for a special anointing to come on me. I know probably you said we've been praying for you to be anointed a long time. But I want to have, you know, when the apostles were anointed in the Holy Spirit in Acts, in that miracle in the upper room, they went out and they could speak the language of the people in the exact dialect. And I've been able to speak with the crowds and with small groups and one-on-one and with a television camera. I'm asking God to give me a divine anointing of Facebook talk and YouTube talk and Twitter. You know, I mean, the great master of tweets was a man by the name of Solomon. You might try tweeting the Proverbs. That'd probably be a good way to start. But I'm saying, Lord, I want to be able to do it. And I see some of these people that are on Facebook, our kids will, and grandkids, you know, they point us to this stuff. It's just amazing. And the other day, somebody put this up. I think probably it was one of my grandchildren that put our grandchildren. She always says our grandchildren. And this guy was just powerful. His name is Kyle Dendy. Would you welcome Kyle to Life Today?
Kyle, I'm glad to see you, brother.
Glad to see you. I like you, man. I mean, you got that special anointing for Facebook, YouTube, whatever.
Oh, thank you, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
That's when I was called to preach, 18.
Wow.
And I started just like you did. I think maybe you have more people watching you on Facebook than I had in the stadiums. You know? It's just amazing. And you've got a ministry that you call, what, One Generation Under God?
Yes, One Generation Under God.
So what are you implying there? What do you want to see?
So it really starts kind of a play on words with One Nation Under God. And the One Generation Under God, although it sounds like one single generation, it's really about generations coming together as one. Every race, every background, every age, every generation, all coming together as one with the thing in common that we all have being united under Jesus. So.
Wow. Well, you go, you say you're a volunteer at one of the churches. I think Gateway helped to... By the way, did Gateway bless your life when you were there for several years?
Gateway was a huge blessing to my life. I'm still involved in the student ministry there. Have a couple more weeks before I leave for college, but...
Where are you going to go to college?
Biola University in Los Angeles.
Okay, so if anybody wanted you to speak out there, you might be willing to speak when you had a little time?
I would love to. I'll make time for it.
How would they find you? You're going to out to California. You're going to be at Biola. How would they find you? Give me a website.
So anyone who wants to find me could go to www.kyledendy.com. There they'll see some of my videos that I post, spoken words, sermons. They'll also have links where they could go to book me to speak or host a One Generation Under God revival in their city or with their ministry.
So if you go speak somewhere, do you have a speaking fee? They have to pay you so much to come or you won't come?
You know what? I consider it an honor to do what I do, to preach the gospel. I would do it for free, so anything is always great.
But you know the Bible says a workman is as worthy of his hire. And don't muzzle the ox that's plowing. So if you want God to bless you, you bless somebody else. Now, don't you be the church that says, well, we feel like they'll take care of you down the road. Because he'll probably say, I thought it was down the road. Listen to me. Because I've heard that story. I started that. If you invite Kyle, I want you to take good care of Kyle. You listen to me? And Kyle, if they don't, you tell me who they are. I'll talk to you on television. All right, we're going to settle this thing. I want you to take care of this young preacher. So there's the website. I got it back up on the screen because I want people to give you an opportunity to share. Now, what led you to do the YouTube and the Facebook situation? You just kind of looked at a camera. Did you set up your iPhone, or what'd you do? Did you get a real camera?
Yeah, so I've had a couple of different things I posted. Some were either at a church and they gave me the video afterwards. Some was I was actually at a Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship at their open mic night doing a spoken word there.
Somebody That's Tony recorded Evans.
That. Tony Evans to... Church, yes.
Hey, maybe you can help Tony. He needs help. You know?
Yeah, I'll help Tony Evans out. Yeah.
We teach you to preach here, okay, Tony?
And then other times, there have been times I was up at 3 a.m., just had some things that God had put in my heart, so I set my phone up on the little countertop and just started speaking what I had to share. I think sometimes we have things inside of us that might be edifying to others, and I think we have a responsibility to let that out. One time I was about to work on a big project, and my mom reminded me of this, that, Kyle, you don't have the right to keep this stuff to yourself. If it's going to help somebody else, I think we should always do that.
Well, that is a great... You know, Jesus said, out of your most innermost being flow rivers of living water. And, Mom, that's precisely what you were talking about, and that's what you wanted to see flow. And where the river flows, fruitfulness springs up.
That's right.
Because that's the nature of water. When it's received in any ground, especially fertile ground, it brings forth fruit a hundredfold. So it is amazing.
I want to share a little bit about where you began your walk with the Lord and where you got this real zeal for God.
So can I start kind of just with the beginning of my story?
Yeah, because I think you had some pretty big roadblocks in your path, didn't you? Some challenges.
Yeah, so my story actually starts, it was January 1st, 2003. I was 5 years old, and it was New Year's, so my mom, my twin sister, and I, we were going to this little New Year's Eve gathering in the neighborhood, and then we came home that night. And I remember at 5 years old being excited, of course, to get home, run inside, talk to my dad, everything like that. And I came into the house and I opened the door at 5 years old and I looked up and I just saw my dad and he had just died. And at 5 years old, I remember this so clearly that I didn't run, I didn't scream, I didn't cry. I just stood there in shock as everything in my life just seemed to come crashing to the ground. It felt like slow motion as everything that I knew, my whole reality, just slowly started to come to the ground. And I think that was definitely the toughest day of my entire life.
Well, your dad had actually taken his own life, hadn't he, Kyle?
That's right. That's right.
And that had to be a bigger blow than you could ever fathom, because you really had a lot of love and respect for your dad, didn't you?
Definitely.
And did he not deposit some positive things in your life already at this point, even though he might have been struggling?
His life is really, it's so much motivation for me. The thing I've learned from him the most is the value of time. You never know how much time you have left with the people that you love, with the opportunities that you have. Time is only here for a season, so you have to make the most of the time you have.
Well, that could have destroyed you. Why did it not destroy you when you saw that the one you loved and then realized, okay, he did something that you don't even understand that hurt you all so deeply? How'd you make it through that? Why did that not just derail you and you go off into some extreme? What prevented that response?
Well, to anyone who's dealing with a big tragedy in their life or something that goes wrong, I would tell them this, that you do not have to let the misfortune of your past determine the fortune of your future. Just because something bad happens to you, the biggest tragedies in our life, I would say, often lead us to the biggest moments of decision. You can choose to let your history dictate your future, or you can choose to let your history tell his story. It's our testimony, it's our story, it's the things that we can use. And the enemy, for the longest time, the enemy told me, don't share that story, don't share your testimony. And it wasn't until I did that this whole journey began. I promise that was the moment that it all began.
So. You started letting that river flow.
I did.
Inside of you, there's a well springing up. I wish all of you could understand that. I know that you say, no, my story's not big. It just maybe breaks my heart to think that you don't realize how great his story is in you. It's just like Kyle just said, his story is really the history that really makes history. It's the story that changes everything. And if you could only understand, gosh, I wish I could just run right there where you are. I know Kyle would like to run with me. And Betty would come. She'd be quiet and sweet, but she'd sit there. She'd like to run right there with us. But I wish I could just run in. And I don't know whether I'd want to grab you by the shoulders and shake you, or whether I just want to pull you up to my chest for a moment and then push you back and say, do you realize how much God wants to hold you?
That's right.
Do you realize he wants to hold and heal your broken heart? Do you realize that he wants to pour this river that Kyle started talking about through you? I mean, he wants to flow life through you, no matter what has happened. You don't have to be a prisoner to your past. I mean, you don't have to be held captive. If you could just see it, I want you to keep listening to Kyle, because, see, his story, the Lord's story, through you is the river that God wants you to release. Now, I want you to listen to it. Okay, Kyle, so you've had this experience. Now, you went and began to try to find things that your dad had left behind. What were some of those things that made an impression?
Yes, so there's a crazy story that happened. So Really, my story and how I got started speaking, I was pursuing sports. That was really where I put my identity, everything like that. And because of some injuries and freak accidents, that was sort of taken away from me. And when I had my second surgery in 1 year, my second surgery in 2014, I said, this time, I'm not gonna use this time just to be down. I think a lot of times when bad things happen, we get this, like, why me, God attitude, when in that time, there's so many things that we could be doing to really edify others and to expand the kingdom. And so in this time, I decided that I was going to write a book. I was 17, and I decided I was going to take the things that God had put in me, the different, the gifts, the dreams, the talents, put it all in a way that would motivate others to pursue their purpose, to pursue their calling. Maybe they didn't have the exact same upbringing as me, but everybody has a story. And so I started writing this book, and just after I finished, my mom and I were in the house, and we found some boxes, and we opened these boxes up, and inside of this, there were some letters, some actually motivational speeches, too. And at the time, I didn't know that my father had been involved in the same stuff that I had, and he was actually about the same age as me when he had written those. And so I began to, of course, get into these, look at them, read them, and speak them as if it was me speaking them, because it was written in the same style that I would speak. And I actually found some of the exact same quotes that I had just written in my book, in these letters that he had written when he was my age. And I mean, there's things that happen that people may tell you that's a coincidence, but I don't believe in that kind of stuff. God is so divine, and so the Bible says he works in the details of our lives. And when God has a purpose for you, he'll move everything he needs to move. He'll put something in a box for you to discover right at the right time, not the day before I finish the book, but right after. And he'll bring everything together. Whoever you are that's watching this, God will bring everything you need for the purpose he has for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Everything you need in the future is already there for you.
Do you think maybe your dad had this river start to flow, and maybe somehow some distraction or some deception or some air of defeat, something kind of sidetracked him a little bit, and for whatever reason, it didn't just keep flowing, and then we got sidetracked, and somehow it got short-circuited, and his life was taken. We don't know all that. You may or may not know details there. But do you think that the things that were there that he would be saying, I want these to happen, it was really in his heart, and that was as though God was here in his heart,
yeah.
And now those things are pouring out through his son. Every good and worthy prayer, every worthy hope and dream he ever had, so many of them are coming out through you. Not like a guy said, I want my kid to be an athlete, maybe I never was. But maybe this is kind of something happening that was actually a desire in your dad's heart.
Yeah, I'll share this. The enemy has been around for a long time. He can pick up on tendencies, and when he knows your potential, he's going to do every single thing that he can to kill it. Whether it's generationally, whether it's in your own life, whether it's one bad day that you have, he's going to try to kill your purpose because he knows all that it's going to do. And I think that's what happened. Because this was a generational gift, really. The speaking, the wisdom that he put inside of me was the same thing. It matched up without me even knowing that he was into the same stuff. So I think that's something that I really learned that I would really share with anybody else, that hold on to the purpose, the gifts, the dreams. Don't let go, because God is going to use it. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but in God's timing. And you don't want something to happen too early. A mentor of mine actually told me, a dream without God is a nightmare. You want your dreams to come true exactly when they're supposed to come true. And just don't let the lies of the enemy take you out. Just don't let the lies of the enemy stop you from all that God has for you, because God has good things in your future. Your present situation may not look like it. Your present situation may look bad, but I promise you, there is good things in your future. The Bible says that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy is coming for you.
All right, I'll go ahead and say it now. It's a very special young man. And I want you to really pray for Kyle Dindy. And Kyle, we'll do everything we can to be an encouragement to you. Never get in your way. You did something that you've done, like a Facebook post, YouTube, something you want to share. What did you call it? Because I want you to do it for our audience.
Yeah, a spoken word.
The spoken word.
Yeah.
I want you to just deliver that right there, the spoken word.
I want to take just a minute to repaint a picture of an incorrectly portrayed depiction of a savior by a sinner. We've created an American God that comes to ruin the fun, but the God I know has more in store than any drink or any drug. He can take your life higher without you even getting high. Surely there's more to life than being born and living just to die. Surely there's more to life than parties and one-night stands. Surely there's more to life than an I life that fits in the palm of your hand. If you're looking for more, if you're tired of choices that backfire, there is only one name that can bring the purpose you desire. His name is Jesus. Perhaps you've heard of religion, but this Jesus is not religious. He's the Christ and the Christian. He's the beginning of time. Before time was, he was. He's the G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. Have you heard of this God? Or is this picture I paint new? Have you heard of this God who died to meet you? Have you heard of this God whose grace wipes all your sins? Have you heard of this God who died to let you begin again? He's the only hope for you. He's the only hope for me. He's the only hope for America whose eyes cannot see. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We cannot elect a savior because no politician gave their life. But Jesus took nails in his hand to understand the problem of man so he could make a plan to fix the problem, cure the disease, open blind eyes, and set captives free. America will not rise till it falls to its knees, saying, God, we repent, and in God we believe, that the only way to make America great again is to turn America back to the King.
That was a word from God. Kyle, I love you, buddy.
Thank you.
Boy, you just heard it straight from the master's heart.
Do you mind if I share something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to share this. This is a revelation that God revealed to me that I feel is for somebody, really for everybody, for this country. I was reading in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, and it was a verse that I'd gone over a million times, but never really stopped to see the significance. It was Genesis 1, verse 1, and it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And it says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And I wanted to get through the whole chapter, but I kept getting stopped by these first two verses, and I saw that it said darkness was over the surface of the deep, and I could picture that darkness was all you could see. But it said the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God spoke to me so strongly in that moment. He said, Kyle, do not ever mistake the presence of darkness for the absence of God. And I want to tell somebody today that's losing hope that darkness may be strong, but the light of Jesus is always stronger. It's no ordinary light. It's no ordinary name. It's not the name Trump. It's not the name Hillary. It's the name Jesus. And whoever you are, the light of Jesus is invading your city. It's invading your country. It's invading your life. And John 1:5 says this, that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You see, if you look around at that verse, darkness was all that there was, and it says that the Spirit of God was hovering. Then if you go just one verse later in Genesis 1, verse 3, it says that God said, let there be light, and there was light. You see, darkness was everywhere, and it wasn't until the Word of God was spoken that light invaded the darkness. It wasn't until the Word of God was spoken that light came into this dark place. And I realized in that moment that America doesn't need political speech. America doesn't need just motivational words. America needs the Word of God. And I want to say this to somebody, somebody who's losing hope. Perhaps we're not waiting on God. Perhaps God is waiting on us. Perhaps God is waiting on a generation, a person, anybody, a movement to rise up that is so filled with the Word of God that when they speak, light comes. Amen. It says in John, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. When we speak, we're speaking Jesus, we're speaking the Word of God, and Jesus is the light of the world. We're speaking the light of the world into the darkness of the world. And again, John 1:5, the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness will not overcome it. The darkness can never overcome the light. And that's what I would share with anybody that's losing hope in the midst of all that's happening in our country, in our world, in your city. Maybe even in your own life, there's darkness. The Word of God can drive it out. The Word of God is driving it out. The Spirit of God is here. And when the Word goes forth, light comes to the darkness.
Amen. You know, Kyle, I feel like God has really sent you here for us at this time, and I believe He wants to heal our land. And I want to ask you to do something right now that we're going to rejoice in the fact that in just a moment, with no exaggeration, you're going to be able to give life now. And because of the love of God and the gift of love, we're going to see people find eternal life.
Yes.
We give them water for life, and they know the water of life who inspired our love. I want you to watch closely because we're about to see the miracle of well number 5,000 drilled. I want you just to watch this. This is what love does.
We stand here today in a beautiful land of Burundi. Beautiful people, precious people. But they have lacked clean water for a long time. We have heard stories, even this week, of mothers who have lost children, grandmothers who have lost grandchildren to death by drinking contaminated water. But today, it's a different day. We want to celebrate water for life. Father, we thank you today for being good all the time. I know many of these precious students here in this school have been praying for clean water. And God, we just celebrate today that you have heard those prayers and we can be a part of being an answer to that prayer today. God, I thank you for the vision you gave James and Betty Robinson. And then I thank you for all those who have given and supported their vision and their ministry all these years. We thank you that this school is going to have beautiful, clean water, and we thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless. Amen. This year, we're drilling our 5,000th well. Thank you so much for giving so faithfully. They're going to have beautiful water now for their whole life. That's what it's all about.
Don't you want to join them clapping for that, what they had to see the joy of just to be able to go and get a cup of clean, fresh water, know their children are not going to be sick and die a painful, horrible death. Just a cup of water. This is a coffee cup that we're offering. I like this one. We've offered these. We've offered, you know, people drink water or tea or hot tea or coffee, and they like it. Betty drinks a kind of a instant cappuccino mix that her son gave her, Randy, a long time ago, our son, and she just really likes it. But these are awesome. And we're sending these to say thank you, along with the book that I've written to help us experience the life of God and the release of His power and love in a day when we need a miracle visitation of the light and the love of God. This is a shepherd's heart, 5 years writing, sharing, I think, the heart of God, not just a shepherd's, but the ultimate shepherd with you to show us all the hope that we have in Christ. But what we want to ask you to do is provide a miracle right now. If you would simply go to lifetoday.org or dial that number and take your bank card and say, today I'm going to give a cup of water. I'm actually going to contribute to give a well of water, 500 more wells this year to make it 5,000, which we all rejoice over. That's what love does through you. Right now, Betty, we face a challenge. One of our drilling rigs has just totally can't even be refurbished now. And we've got to have a new one. And they said in order to complete, we got to have it now. $380,000 we didn't anticipate. I have been praying, God, touch 380 people, touch their hearts, and they give $1,000. Now, that can happen. There could be someone who say, well, I tell you what, there might be several who can. I'll give $10,000. There's someone who may be able to do that. You know, if you can, you will. But then I want you to think about this. 500 wells, $4,800 apiece. And that's still remarkable that it stayed at that level. And that's because petroleum costs have not gone so far up that it's been able to stay stable. But $4,800, could you drill a well? Could you drill a well? Could you get a family to join you and lay a prayer group or Bible study? Maybe a small business or a couple, an individual. Could you give a portion of that, $1,200, and say, Lord, get three to join me? 2,400 and one person joins. There's a level at which all of us can do something. Would you do it? Most of the money, Betty, as you know, comes from $48 gifts. That gives an average of 10 people water the rest of their life. Think about that. $48. You can hardly go out and have a meal with your family for that. But you can make that gift now and give water to 10 people the rest of their life. Would you make that gift? Lifetoday.org. Dial the number. Use your bank card like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. Father, I pray everyone who can will be anxious and excited to give. Thank you for their desire to bless others with love and life. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Lifetoday.org or dial the number. If you write a check, make it to Life. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven demonstrations of God's love today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 500 water wells in remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide fresh water for 30 people for a lifetime. Additionally, just over $378,000 is needed to replace an old and failing drilling rig in Africa. Please consider an additional gift of $100 or more to get a desperately needed new rig in place as soon as possible. With your gift, we'll send you The Stream, a powerful new book by James Robison that charts a clear path for your personal revival and a spiritual revolution. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Promises of God coffee mugs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
From the depth of our heart, thank you. I mean, just really thank you for helping share water. I believe you're going to be blessed with this stream. This is a stream of love and wisdom and insight. And I want to say to all of you, thank you for the way you received Kyle Dindy. There's his website again. If you want him to speak while he's out there in California, while he's in school, let's keep him busy. Let's see California turn right side up with the light of God. Y'all like that? Would y'all say thanks to Kyle for being here? Kyle, I love you, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank all of you for being with us. Thanks for your help. Encourage others to watch Life today, because you're going to get life every day. And we're going to share it.
From the blockbuster film War Room, award-winning actress Karen Abercrombie shares her answered prayers tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.